Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. Rob, did you notice that a brother grew back his goatee?
Yeah, I already knew that you were going to grow it back. After your wife got a look at you, she was like, you know, I think we need to correct this. I mean, she was being nice that night. You remember my reaction immediately when I saw
yes,
you.
Yes, right? Yes. I did it at the right time because I knew I had 2 weeks off, right?
Right.
And off TV. So let's try it, see what it looks like, and I'd have time to grow it back, as you said. So,
but it feels
now
better
I'm looking
to have
sexy
it,
as usual, right?
Yeah, all right. I don't know about all that.
All right, we got Keith Pompey, Rob, Sixers beat writer.
Yes,
for the
we've
Philly
had him
Inquirer.
On the show a few times.
Yes,
and he's really good.
Yes, he is, and he broke
Sixers.
A story today. Big story today about Ben Simmons telling the Sixers in a meeting last week that he would not be returning or not be going to training camp with them, and he wants a trade. So he will update us on all of that, and that's going to be big at the bottom of the hour.
Also, don't forget at the bottom of the hour, Chris, right after Keith, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy.
That's right.
Woo.
That is
you knew
right.
I would come back at least for Trash Talking Tuesday.
You know, I knew this would be the day you came right. back. This would be the day you came back for sure. So you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. And there are a lot of contestants, a lot of candidates today, right, to trash. A lot going on. So you got 30 to 40 seconds. Bring your best, and that'll be in about 35, 40 minutes or so. All right, let's go to the story of the day, Rob. Let's go back to it, Cam Newton, and an angle that we have not yet addressed fully. We talked about a little bit with Christian Fourier, but we talked about the surprise of him being cut. Was it the right decision? So on and so forth. But here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. Do you think Cam Newton gets another job in the NFL? And if so, what are some places you think would be a good fit?
It just depends. You know, people have relationships. It just depends. So we saw in Pittsburgh, right? And you know, Chris, about backup quarterbacks. There's guys who have gotten these jobs and hung around for a long time. It just depends on where Cam is and whether or not he's willing to accept that. You know what I mean? Like, really, right. Where you're not going to play. And I remember in Pittsburgh, which I thought was always great, is that Charlie Batch was a longtime backup there, Chris, right?
Right,
He was a backup, and he was from Pittsburgh.
Really good backup.
He played a few games. You remember that? Big Ben was hurt, suspended, whatever. He played, and because I know Charlie all the way back to when he first broke into the NFL with the Lions. Right. And he was the starting quarterback for a couple of years for the Lions. So I knew Charlie, but it was a great spot for him. And now he's doing TV and radio there, Chris, in Pittsburgh. He's entrenched. So there could be a spot like that for Cam.
But here's the difference, and I know you'll acknowledge this. Cam was a superstar.
No, I get it. And I said that. I did say that already. I said, if Cam is ready to do that, and I'll give you the other example that I remember firsthand was when Allen Iverson came to the Pistons.
Yes.
And that was exactly, he just would, and I got the understanding of why they made the deal. The Pistons had lost, I think, 3 years in a row, Chris.
Yeah, they needed a
conference finals. They needed a shakeup. You couldn't bring back the same cast and expect a different result. Like you just had to do something drastic and different because they lost 3 years in a row in a conference final. So I understood it, but Allen Iverson wasn't down with it. Rip Hamilton wasn't comfortable with what was going on. You know, things changing. You're bringing a guy in. Yes, he's a bigger star than me.
Well, and they
but I won
the
championship.
The
you know what right. I mean, right? But I won the championship here. So that was the problem. And then Allen Iverson's like, I'm a superstar. I'm not coming off the bench. And then you had a problem.
And then, I mean, that ultimately ended his career. Because remember, he went to Memphis and wouldn't come off the bench. And I think he lasted 8 games or something like that. So, but that's it, Rob. Like, it's several things. And you're right. A lot of it depends on Cam's attitude. But I'm going to say this. I don't think he's going to get picked up anytime soon, if at all. Remember, before the Patriots picked him up last year, Rob, there was no interest. Where else was he going?
No, he wasn't anywhere.
Right? Nowhere.
But you know what, Chris? He could also wind up being like Eli Manning, who, of course, had a more accomplished career with 2 Super Bowls and 2 Super Bowl MVPs.
And longer,
Right, but he was done. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, I'm not going to go be on somebody's bench and a backup. I played in New York. I won championships. You know what I mean? Like, I think
the big difference there is Eli could at least say he maxed out.
No,
right?
I agree.
He had played how many
years? It was easier
years?
For him.
Yeah.
He played like 15 or 16 years, right? How long was he?
Yeah, long career. He was done. I mean, he had done it all. And you're right. He didn't want to be a backup. Cam, even though we look from the outside looking in, I think we're right. His body's beat up. He's injured. He's just not the same player because of all the hits he's taken. I don't think Cam looks at it that way. And I get it because he's only 32, which
he's
when you look
old,
at that
right.
age,
he's
right, you
old.
Think that's not old. But because he's taking so many hits, he's an old 32.
Right, because you just
so,
say last year you had Aaron Rodgers win the MVP, Chris, at 37.
Yep.
And Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at, what,
43.
So look at those two guys.
Yeah, Cam's like, I'm young.
Right, I'm 32. I'm not throwing in the towel. Right.
Right. I think, Rob, what will happen, like I said, I don't think he'll get any calls for a long time. And I think at some point during this season, if he's able to get into the league this season, I think it'll be some team that's had injuries, you know, and they got to bring somebody in. But even then, you know, most teams don't run a system that Cam is really built for. You kind of, he's a unique quarterback. So other than Baltimore and a few others, like, where is he going to go fit in seamlessly? So that's an issue. But I just, Rob, I think there's several things. One, like we say, he's not the great Cam Newton anymore. Two, and you know this, Rob, and obviously, let's your core, and I brought this up to Charles Robinson from Yahoo. You don't want your backup quarterback can't be like a superstar or a celebrity. Colin Kaepernick, Rob, is good enough to. Certainly was a few years ago. I mean, who knows what he's got left now.
Right.
But he was good enough to play in the NFL. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I don't think any NFL executive worth his salt would ever say a few years ago Colin Kaepernick was not good enough to be in the NFL, whether it was as a starter or a backup.
That's why the NFL had to pay him that settlement, Chris, because they couldn't use that.
There's no doubt.
Right. There was a problem there, right.
But it was, he's so big that you just bring him to the team, he could be third string, second string, and he's getting all the attention. And now it's a distraction to your locker room. Tim Tebow, who's not good enough to be a quarterback in the NFL, Rob, but still,
or good
teams
enough
don't
to be
want
a tight
him
end.
Around. Or sorry, a tight end, right? But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a distraction.
Right.
Because he was such a celebrity, right? And it's the same thing with Cam. And here's the thing with Cam. In all but a few situations where you got a bona fide star ahead of him, Rob, you know, if he goes somewhere as a backup and the starter struggles, it might actually be the teammates. It might not be the coaching staff saying, oh, maybe we should go to Cam, right? But some of his teammates, because he's so respected and he's been so great in the past, and certainly some of the fans would be like, hey, why don't we go to Cam? Even if that's not the right thing to do, right? And that's the problem. So I just think he's facing an uphill battle. We didn't even bring up the vaccination, but that's a whole other issue.
And that's another story, right? No, I'm with you. I get it. And I don't know, unless somebody gets hurt or there's some emergency and somebody's down and out, and the backup there, Chris, at whatever this team may be, just really isn't that good enough. You know, like they realize, oh, man, this guy's going to be out for 6 or 7 weeks. Our season could be over. This kid's not ready, right? The backup's not ready.
Right.
That would be a move where Cam would be viable, and somebody might say, hey, this might be Cam's last leg. He's playing for his NFL life, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, that's a guy you might want. Because this might be it. If he gets a shot and he's lousy, then it won't matter how old he is. Like, it won't matter. Because he's already carrying around that Belichick, let him go.
Right.
And if he gets in and can't play, it's a wrap, like, all the way around.
I think, Rob, I think Baltimore might be a good spot for him. Because nobody's in their right mind is going to say if Lamar has a bad game or two.
No, Lamar is cemented.
He's entrenched, And obviously that's a style of play that would fit Cam better than most. The question, though, becomes, is Cam willing to accept it? Remember, he's tweeted, posted on Instagram, whatever it is, that he's a starter, right? Just recently. QB1. Like, all of that. That's me. So I don't know that he's ready to accept the role as a backup. Let me ask you this, because we talked about, you know, a potential quarterback controversy if the starter struggles. If he went to Dallas, and I know Dak's got the huge contract, so he's their quarterback, period. But do you think, let's say that he hypothetically went to the Cowboys, and Dak gets off to a rough start, Rob.
No, they're not going to do it.
No, I know they wouldn't do it.
Oh.
But Do you think some fans would kind of be like, hey, we got Cam Newton?
Yeah, I mean, that might be the fans, Chris. You might be right.
But that becomes a distraction. I agree. I don't think the team would do it.
I don't think the team would do it, but I could see where fans, because like when Dak has put up, and I'm not trying to rip the beginning of his career, Chris, but the last few years, put up his big numbers, they don't win. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, because it's coming back, their comeback numbers, right?
They love the stat Patrick kind of numbers, right? When they were winning early on and they were 13-3 and Ezekiel Elliott was running the football, was totally different Dak. We're watching a different Dak now, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, so but those are the kind, because Dallas could use a backup. I mean, Dak, God forbid he gets hurt, their season's over with what they have right now at the backup. And so they could use him, but is Cam willing to accept it and all that comes with it? And is he just too big of a persona and a name at this point to be a backup? So, all right, we got a couple of Major League Baseball All-Stars who are beefing with their own fans. We're going to get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. a ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I didn't mean to offend anybody. This is something that I've done in the past against the other team. I did it in LA to the dugout. It's not like I might say something wrong about I was booing the fans, and I really meant like to like boo me now, like, and not to the fans.
What?
To our dugout.
No, no.
Stop it. Right?
Hey, Rob G, he could say that in Spanish and I would still say no. That we're not buying it.
Racist.
What? I'm just saying.
That was linguist, whatever. The linguism.
I knew
whatever.
That was coming.
No, here.
You know what
you
I mean?
Lindor
like,
was even
like you
worse,
can't
Rob.
Do that. You said it though, but you said when he said Sunday after the game, he was saying it was directed at the
oh,
fans.
Yeah. No
he didn't
doubt.
Flinch.
No doubt. Lindor was even worse. I don't know if I can. We might not have his sound. Do we
read
see
his
if
quote.
You can get Lindor's sound? But Lindor said, basically, he said that their gesture, the thumbs down, meant that they were like downing failure. You know, like,
oh,
like hey,
stop
we're doing
it.
Well. See if we can get that guy, because that was like the biggest case of revisionism.
The Mets owner
seen.
Said, dude, we just paid you $340 million all guaranteed. You're going to apologize to our fans.
Absolutely.
You can't have them turn on you in the first year of a 12-year contract, Chris.
Right. No doubt. And look, Rob, I'll say this. And you know, look, New York, this is what they do.
Yep.
They booed Patrick Ewing.
Everybody.
They booed better players than Francisco Lindor and Javi Baez. And that will continue. But, like, you know, they'll get behind you when you succeed, like very few other fan bases. So I understand, Robin, and I'm guessing you do too. I get it. If I'm a player, I don't want to be booed. And it may not help, right? If the home fans are booing me, it might not help me. I mean, I would if I'm in a slump, I would rather go up to the plate and the home fans are cheering for us, encouraging
us. I get that, but you can't do what they did.
You can't say it.
You can't say it.
You just can't say it.
Right?
And again, I get what they're thinking. It's not like they're illogical for thinking
that. Right.
Right.
Sure you want support. But you got to admit, like, the fans have a right the way they go. You just said it. If you play well, ask Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera how great New York fans are. Why, Chris? Because they won.
Right.
They're gods in New York. Am I right? They're gods.
Yep. And that's the thing. And I understand the thinking of Baez and Lindor, but you can't say it. Because if you say it, it comes off like you're soft and, you know, come and please cheer for us. Come
right.
on,
don't,
help
don't
us out,
boo.
Guys.
This is Little League, right?
Right,
Little
right.
League. There's no booing. You can't, if you're a parent and you boo, they throw you out the field, Chris.
Absolutely. Right. And the only thing you can do, and this is why a lot of guys fail in New York, right? Guys that were great elsewhere and can't get it done in New York, you just have to suck it up and play better. That's it.
You got to play better. How do you turn those boos? The Mets, that game I went Sunday, I think they won a couple in a row. You know, you got to start winning. I think they won the day too, I think. You know what
they
I mean?
Did.
Like you got, yeah, you got to start winning, Chris. That's the
and
only
Baez
way.
And Baez actually played a key role. I think he scored a winning run, Rob G. He played a key critical role.
You know
they
what I'm saying?
They still booed him, but yeah.
Yeah, but you got to win.
You got to suck it up and play through it. And they'll love you. They can get past this. You know that, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can get past it.
But Lindor you got 35 home runs next year, Chris.
Right.
And they'll get over it.
Yep, that's the only way. All right, we got our man Keith Pompey coming up in a moment. This will be good. He's got all the info on the Ben Simmons situation. So keep it locked right here. The iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and this is a Trash Talking Tuesday. You can call 877-99 on Fox. Lines fill up fast, so call in now, 877-996-6369. Get ready to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Our next guest, Philadelphia 76ers beat writer for the Philly Inquirer, also the host of the Locked On Sixers podcast, Keith Pompey. Keith, what up, brother?
What up?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
You got time?
We are good, man. Thank you for taking
stories,
time out.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
We know you're busy today, so thank you.
Thanks for having me on. It's always an honor.
All right, so you had the story today about the meeting last week between Ben Simmons and the Sixers Brain Trust, where he told them he wants to be traded and he's not going to show up at training camp. Were they surprised, and what do you think now? I mean, obviously, they've been trying to trade him, but they've had a high asking price. What is going to be the ramifications of this going forward?
You know, from the people I talk to, it's weird. Like, they kind of figured, he didn't want to come back, right? But I think the plan that they laid out for him, and for him to say, nah, I ain't coming back, according to my sources, yeah, they were a little surprised.
That plan? You said they laid out a plan for it.
Well, the plan was, you come back now. Again, you got two sides, right? You got certain people saying they laid out a plan for him to come back, and then you see how it works out and see how things go. And then basically, the people who I talked to initially said that they thought everything works out, then he can go, right? He'll get traded.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because somebody going to come back and get him. But the other people were saying, they just wanted him to come back. They just wanted him to come back. But Ben didn't want to come back at all. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to come. He didn't want to come back at all. But I feel it would help the Sixers more if he did come back. But I think the surprise was that, he ain't want to, forget it. I'm not trying to help anybody. I'm trying to go. And it's not my fault that the trade value is low because you guys messed it up. That's what people in his camp feel.
Nah, you know what? I got a problem. I told Chris earlier, I wouldn't accommodate this guy. I just wouldn't. I'd make him force him to sit out, lose, get fined, pay some money. I mean, he hasn't performed. He hasn't done what they needed him to do. And I'm not saying the Sixers did everything right. Because when they talked about, Doc saying that he didn't know if he could win with them and all that, I get that. Publicly, that would hurt me as well for somebody to say it. But he hasn't played up to expectations, and I'm not going to do him a solid. I dare him to sit out. I dare him, even if it hurts me. Am I crazy?
Nah, because there's a way you go about it. And I think, right about now is a power struggle. So it depends. Now, my thing is, if you want to win a championship now, and if you think that you have an idea that Dame is going to come, you'll be strong and you do that. Now, if you think Dame's not going to come, but if you're careful and you say I want to win a chip, well, you might want to hurry up and get the best deal you can get right about now. Now, that best deal you can get probably won't bring you out of the East.
See,
with all the other people, all the other teams. But I agree with you a little bit. The thing about Doc Rivers, right, and, of course people are going to get upset and they say he threw him under the bus. But there was plenty of times when we had press conferences and Doc would say something and you're looking at Doc come on, bro.
Right,
you're
too many
up
times.
Right, for that.
Right.
Come on, man. Don't do this. You know what I mean?
Don't shield them. Don't protect them. Say something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, Doc, it was to a point where Doc was telling us we ain't no basketball. Right?
I remember that.
And then at the final game, he's asked a question, And he said what he said, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, Doc was killing him. Like, but at the same time, Doc was the one taking up for him, lying to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, right. Just lying, saying how great he played. So, you know, but I hear, you know, that was the last straw. But at the same time, there's some point where you do have to take some accountability to your actions.
You mentioned Dame, and I don't understand why Dame just don't tell Portland trade him to Philadelphia, because I think that'd be a great team and have a chance to get to the finals. But it doesn't appear he's going to do that. I know Dame does like New York as well if he wants to move. So let's move off him for now. What about Bradley Beal? I mean, to me, the Sixers should be beating down the Wizards' door like, look, let's make this happen. Do you think that's a possibility? And are they, you know, are they kind of trying to get Beal? And maybe the Wizards just aren't willing to move him at this point.
I mean, I think a lot of it is the Wizards aren't willing to move him at this point. You know, from, you know, the things that you hear, like, remember, like, during the draft, a lot of people was bringing up Golden State, how Bradley Beal would be a great fit playing with those guys, right? And I think that, you know, with Washington, it is a matter of, now, we're not trying to trade them to the Sixers. I mean, I think the Ben Simmons situation is too close. Like, they know too much. It's only, what, 2 hours up the road?
Right.
You know, things
and
like
why
that.
Would they put themselves in that spot? And then exactly. He's been unprofessional. You might have a problem. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And Bradley Beal
wants to be
there.
So is that some of the stuff? Like,
exactly.
they know the baggage?
Here's the thing. They made all those trades. So now it's like, okay, Brad, this is your team. Like, it was his team before, but look, we got some talent around you. It's going to be better. Let's see how it works out. And then if Ben Simmons comes, I don't know if those players fit well with Ben Simmons, you know, because the way they got their roster set up, Bradley Beal is, again, going to be the guy who takes most of the shots and does everything. With those guys, I don't look at those guys as saying, okay, they got a bunch of shooters, they got a bunch of scorers. You know what I mean? I think the roster is fit for them. So with that being said, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, Washington is looking at it like, okay, Brad, we're going to do this. Are you going to resign? Are you going to resign? As opposed to saying, let's trade you to Philly, and then, you know, we might have to get rid of some of these dudes to get, you know, the right players around Ben Simmons. So, yeah, I don't see that one right there at all.
Keith, obviously nobody knows how this thing is going to play out, but if you had to take your best educated guess, what would you say happens over the next month?
I mean, I think he gets moved. I do. Because the thing is, you know, it's going to be a lot of negative press. Especially, you know, if he holds out like he says he's going to do, you know, it's going to be, oh, where's Ben? Where's Ben? And then if he comes, it's going to turn into a circus, right? And I don't think the 76ers really want to be bothered with that. Yes, it's good to say, like, let's be strong, let's do this. But I don't think they really want to do that. Now, the problem is his trade value has shrunk. We know it has. And so are they willing? What are they willing to get back, take back? You know, evidently, you know, with them saying they want all these draft picks and the all-star type player, it's kind of like they want to save a little face. But right about now, the fact that the guy doesn't want to be there, he hasn't worked on his game. You know, everybody knows that certain teams he wants to go to, the California squads. So it's like people aren't going to give you what you want for him. So the thing is, are y'all going to say, if I can't get Dame, am I going to try to get C.J. McCollum? Or am I going to do something like that? And even with that, who else are you going to get to be the point guard? So, you know what I mean? It's like, to me, the Sixers got to really decide what they want. But I can't see them and, you know, deciding and saying, like, hey, we're going to go all season with this, and if he wants to sit out, because let's face it, it's Joel Embiid's in his prime right now. Right. I know he got that extension.
And he's fragile.
And he's fragile. Exactly. He's in his prime. He's fragile. And this could be some years that they're not going to get back. So I think the best thing for them to do is move Ben and get somebody else and just try to build with that, you know?
All right. That's our man, Keith Pompey.
Man,
great stuff,
Keith.
Brother,
appreciate
man. You. Keep up the great work, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on, fellas. Thanks.
Yep. All right, brother. Peace. All right, it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. That is next.
You got to have the bones. You got to have the structure.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
And I was trash talking all over the country during my vacation.
Wow.
And loved every minute of it. All right. You're in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Juan?
Hey, Juan? It would have to be Bill, Cowherd from the Herd.
Colin Cowherd,
sorry. I was so aggravated. I listen to his show every day, and I love it. So it's a little bit of sweet and sour for this trash talk because I listen to the show, and I agree with 95% of the things that he said. But today he got on there and basically saying Trey Lance did not have one of the best preseasons from the five main rookie quarterbacks that they're looking at, the Trevor Lawrence, the guy from the Bears, and the other two. They didn't even put him in the conversation. They were like, Trey Lance, maybe four or five. I don't know if he's been watching the games or if he's watched the highlights, but Trey Lance got out there, showed us that he has an arm, showed us that he can run, and then showed us what he needs to improve on. If that's not what a great preseason and what you need a rookie quarterback to do and having a good one is, then I don't know what is.
All right.
There he is.
There you go. He took exception to that. How about Leo in New York City? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Leo?
Oh, I'm trashing the whole show. Starting from Alex Deischer to Rob G, or should I say producer Rob, and also the Odd Couple, the new couple, old couple, the weird couple, the Michigan couple, I mean, all the different iterations of the Odd Couple that we have for the past 3 weeks. I mean, what was that? And they came here with whack-ass steaks. Yes, I said it. The type of steaks you find at the bodega for $35 a pound, for 35 cents a pound. I mean, come on, man. What was that? You know what, guys? For the next 3 weeks, we, the listeners, are going to take a break from you guys. No downloads, no comments, no likes, nothing. And see how you guys like it. How about that?
Wow. I don't know about all that.
Yeah, you know what? My man, I got to give him props. He does some good ones.
No. And
he got guts to call us out.
But he's not the only one.
Don't let me catch you in the streets, bro.
A lot of people who were mad, though. You know what I mean, Chris?
It only makes
sense. I mean, you're listening to our show. You want to hear us. It's no knock to the other guys who fill
in. Actually, we're glad. I mean, look, like you said, it's not a knock on the other guys. But if you like them as much or more than us.
Right. Then what's the point of us?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
So we take that as a backhanded compliment.
Absolutely. Actually. We're not mad at you. You guys want us. I get it. Carl in Mobile, Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Carl?
Hey, I got a trash Cam. I trashed LeBron a couple of weeks ago, and I got a trash Cam because I know a lot of people that, locally down here in the South are causing problems because they don't want to get a shot. And he just threw away a chance to play for one of the greatest coaches and have a chance to resurrect his career because he didn't want to get one little stinking shot in his arm. And I think it's silly. So I'm on the trash Cam.
That's fair.
Look, I don't know how much of a difference it would have made had he been vaccinated, but it didn't help. That's for darn sure.
Chris, right? It didn't help.
It definitely didn't help.
How about Max in Georgia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Max?
What's up, my guy? Good to see you back. And Chris, you as well. But, Rob's my guy. Real quick, Max,
one of your character flaws, but
Max, I know it was Cupcake City, right? Just Cupcake City for Chris.
I couldn't be a loyal listener while you were gone, I must admit. I wasn't as bad as the first guy trashing y'all, but.
Hold on. I brought in more heavy hitters than Rob did. I know that.
What? No, you didn't.
I called in last trash talk and had to hang up because I just couldn't do it without you guys. Rich Paul, I got to say this because he's gone through this circus of stuff over the years with his agency. He wants to be the anomaly of sports agency world, but in fact, he's the dichotomy. You've cost clients money and opportunities. You've colluded constantly with LeBron James no matter where he's at. You stack the deck. You've ruined guys recently like Noel and Harrell's contracts that, you know, in the legal system, there's something called the Brady violation. And the Brady violation is basically saying when the government or the state doesn't decide to disclose evidence or material for, that favors you, the accused. And I relate that to Paul because we need a Paul violation, because clearly this guy has not been doing right by his clients. He's been doing right by one client only. It's collusion. I got a problem with it. Appreciate y'all's time. Shout out Rob G, Alex, Chris, and you know my man Rob. Appreciate
you. No doubt, Max. There you go. Good job.
All right. That was Max doing his thing. I don't know, Rob. Rich Paul is kind of running things right now, man.
Yeah, I know.
He just added Zach Levine today.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. So he got him a cast. And look, I'm gonna put this out there, Rob. In 2014, when I was writing for ESPN the magazine, we did a next issue. You know how they do the body issue, all these different issues. We did a next issue, like who's the next big thing, right? Guess who I did? I did a big feature on Rich Paul.
Really?
Because he had just become an agent, and I knew. I was like, he's going to become huge. And people want to say, obviously, LeBron's helped him out. And that's true. But that's you, Rob. You know that's how agents work. Kobe helped out Rob Pelinka. He helped Pelinka get guys. Of course. Jordan helped David Falk get guys. That's how it works. So Rich Paul's not unusual in that regard.
You know what
but
it's like?
He's become a big deal. That's for darn sure.
It was like when people thought that just Don King was crooked as a boxing promoter. Do you know what I mean? I used to be like, Bob Arum is just as crooked as he is. Stop it.
Thank you. All right, Rob, great to have you back. Great to be back. Of course, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.